When he runs, he flies. He cuts through the night. The boy with the foxtail slips through shadow and rain like a whisper, unheard and yet still spoken. The roof tiles underfoot cold and wet and yet unmoving under his feet, as if they too wish to aid in his flight. The shouts and cries from behind find his ears, and a quicksand smile cuts his face wide, his white teeth shining under the moonlight that bathes the skyline in a dull silver. He hops from roof to roof, his bare feet scarred and rough from the night's work. He smells hatred on the air, his nose picking up its rancid, sour stench, and he recoils in disgust. They don't understand. How could they? Their simple, vacant minds could never possibly comprehend the world as he does. See things through his all-perceiving eyes, taste the sin and virtue of all, and bathe in the ecstasy. He flits through the city, his heart racing impossibly fast, and his brow glistening with sweat under the gaze of the moon, as if regarding him with a cool, distant interest. He arrives at his destination within minutes, the angry mob at his tail falling to a faint murmur before ceasing to exist entirely, their desperate search no doubt leading them to a dead end he lured them into. He sniggers at the thought and leaps from the higher roof to the iron-wrought balcony across the street, his light feet causing no sound against the rough metal. His hands curl and flex at the thought of the prize within, and he licks his lips, his heart threatening to burst within from sheer overpowering lust. Hours later, the boy leaps from the balcony to the cobblestone street below, with nary a glance back. He is watched from every window, and he feels the eyes on him with a burning hatred, cooled only by the night's pleasures. He pulls the hood at his back over his head and sprints into the waking morning, his breath light and his feet sure. Deep within an alleyway, away from the damning gazes of any and all who know of him, he slides to the floor and lets out a heavy sigh. Dark smoke begins to fall and curl from his sleeve, and the figure sags and writhes as the smoke settles and becomes corporeal. A bushy tail falls last from the wide sleeve, and a small dark fox stretches and pads round the alley, sniffing the air, its claws tapping against the stone floor. The boy begins to struggle for breath, his gasps desperate and hungry, as if some otherworldly force had gripped his neck. He throws back the hood and coughs, filling his hand with a black mucus that bubbles and hisses against his skin. He throws it aside and tries to calm himself, his eyes so vacant and pale, loll in their sockets and his hands fall to his side. The following night, the boy with the foxtail makes his way across the rooftops of the city, two shadowy figures in pursuit. He smells their hunger for him. As food sustains the hungry, so would his death sustain their sadism. He darts between chimney stacks, and his feet carry him faithfully as his two assailants trip and stumble, their heavy feet failing the conviction that carries them forward. A knife flits past the boy's ears, and he snarls. Wrapping a hand around a chimney, he quickly spins and throws his legs forward, catching one of the men in the chest, a loud grunt his immediate reward. The cloaked figure hits the tiled roof with a cry and rolls, slipping over the edge. The boy smiles wide at the other, curling his hands and waiting, his breath steady and his mind afire at the prospect of more excitement than his usual fare. The figure throws himself forward, a knife in each hand. The boy slips to one side elegantly, allowing the figure to fall headfirst into the stone chimney with a rewarding sound of crunching bone, causing the boy to elicit a harsh, cold laugh. He stands over the whimpering figure and places his hand around his throbbing throat, finding the warmth there erotic to touch. With a snarl, he clamps down and begins to choke the man, feeling desperate hands bat and grab his legs in a performance so delightful it causes the boy to lick his lips and breathe heavier. The man dies plainly, life exiting him like wind through a keyhole, insignificantly. The boy brushes his shirt off and continues, his hungry soul fed but not sated. His mind is a torrent of passion and lust and primal life, and his body shakes with gripping excitement. The night ends as they all do, with quick and loveless flight from a bedroom window, a sweat-drenched body eager for the cold seclusion of shadows, a sated mind vacant and filled with nothing but the echoing memory of the night. The boy lays helpless and racked with pain, his body drowning in sorrow and regret, his freed mind replaying the night's events in agonizing clarity. The fox, tendrils and lashes of its shadowy form licking the walls and floor of the alley, curls up in the shadow of a discarded box and drifts off to sleep, leaving the boy alone with naught but the agony that pulls at his soul. In that moment, behind a tidal wave of passion and hatred and malice and abuse, the boy's mind cries out for death, though he knows it will never come. He and it are two separate beings, and yet one in want and desire and need. The boy knows he should deny it. He knows that when he does, he will bloom into his own existence, free from all but the fantasies that dance and sway within his soul. But he cannot, and will not, for though his heart craves the new, the unexplored, and that which he has never felt, he is lost within the confines of his own weaknesses, and this life is all he will ever know. This is his final thought every night before sleep, and the fox claim him as their vessel. If tears could come, they would flow free and plentiful, joining the autumn rain in sorrowful companionship. Deep within the city, perched upon a windowsill, sits a girl. She gazes out at the moon and she smiles sleepily, her face painted with fatigue and yet betrayed by the brightness of her eyes, like two sparkling seas under a bright summer sun. Her eyes scan the skyline for the silhouette she has come to associate with all that is good and new in the world. The thought of his touch brings a shiver to her skin, and she pulls the blanket over her shoulders tighter, her fists clenching it at her throat. Her desire warms the night, and her heartbeat creates the rhythm to which life dances, and the world is quiet but for a moment.